St. Mary's is kind of made up of various departments. You know, we have the nursing department. This is the nutrition department. We have
St. Mary's Residential Training School is a 30-acre facility that provides around-the-clock care to almost 200 adult and child residents, all with some form of developmental disability. The state is trying to move people out of places like this to allow more independent living.
It was actually founded in Clarks, Louisiana, which is more up towards Natchitoches.
Megan Vett, St. Mary's Public Relations and Executive Assistant, says their goal is to help individuals learn the skills they need to live in their own homes, but it's not possible for everyone.
For the most of our residents, their disabilities range in the severe to profound range, and so realistically, that may not be possible, but it's definitely what we're working towards.
St. Mary's campus has three dorms, two for males and one for females, where residents typically live four per room. Then there are also 10 group homes for the more independent residents and a plethora of amenities, including a 24-hour clinic and a learning center.
This is our kitchen, our cafeteria.
The cafeteria looks just like a regular school lunchroom. There's a food line for those familiar trays and a place to wash off plates and utensils. But Vets points out there's something different hanging on the wall, a book of every resident's individual dietary needs.
For instance, this child has a low lactose diet, pureed meat, pureed bread, and because they're lactose, they'll receive juice or punch.
To keep track of all these details, Vet says the staff-to-client ratio is generally 1-4, but St. Mary's finances have seen better days. And while they've only let budget cuts impact things like employee benefits rather than services, that could be changing. Administrative and Health Services Director Christy Gio says the majority of their revenue comes from Medicaid, an amount allotted at the state's discretion. She says their overall Medicaid funding has actually seen a 10% increase since 2005 when the state began shutting down its institutions. But patient care costs have increased over 28% over the same period. In response to an ongoing moratorium on any new beds, some residential facilities have switched the way their care is funded, from an all-inclusive per diem to waivers. The state says waivers, which are used to pay for at-home services, are the cheaper option. But Rosalind Ozan, Regional Director of Housing and Disability with the Volunteers of America, says waivers only pay for services and nothing else, like rent or food. And putting people who need 24-hour care on waivers may not be fiscally sustainable.
They may need a pretty intense, what we call interdisciplinary team, which can consist of everybody from a doctor to a psychologist, to a psychiatrist, to a behavioral specialist. So it can be pretty intense and pretty costly.
Ozan says that's why residential facilities are still needed. But Sandy Winchell disagrees. She's the executive director of the Developmental Disabilities Council, a state-affiliated group.
We believe 100% that we need to continue to try and support everyone in their own home.
Winchell says while waivers have increased since 2005, the majority of savings realized from downsizing state-run institutions have gone to balance Louisiana's budget.
The closures of the developmental centers have actually saved our community services from being cut, but we were not able to get any expansion with those savings.
And now there are not enough waivers to meet demand. Winchell said although anyone moved out of an institution automatically gets a waiver, the waiting list for others with developmental disabilities has grown to over 9,600 people with a wait of over 8 years. Ashley Westerman, WRKF News.